Baby. Oh no. You're burning up. I'm so sorry, baby. I told you. I said you're gonna get sick if you... I'm sorry, love. Of course I didn't want to get you sick. It was not worth it. It was not worth it. Oh my god, you're on fire. No, not in a good way. You definitely have a fever. Well, I'm on the tail end of mine, so at least I'll be getting better so I can take care of you. Yeah. What are your symptoms? Do you feel like you have a headache or a sore throat or anything? I mean, I haven't heard you cough yet, which is good. No, well, okay. I'm gonna get you zinc and a bunch of vitamin C as soon as possible. Yes. Because I don't want you to be as sick as long as I was. Oh, it lingers for so long. I hate cold and flu season. It sucks. I feel like every year I get sick around this time. It's like clockwork. I hate that I just got you sick with me, though. I know, baby, I know, but I didn't want you to get sick, obviously. I knew you would get sick, too. You should have let me sleep on the couch. I'm not being silly, I just... It's my job to take care of you, baby, and protect you. Even if it's from me getting you ill, which I take full responsibility for. I guess it does mean we could be feel crummy together. I guess I can't get you sicker now, so you can cuddle me all you want. Happy now. You're doing this yesterday, so I don't know what changed. So now you're really warm. In the best way possible, love. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that I'm sick. I hate that I got you sick. Remember that movie with, I think Jake Gyllenhaal? And he's in a bubble, this bubble boy. That's all I can think about. When I got ill, I was like, I need to go in that bubble. Keep you safe from all the disease. Or put you in the bubble. One of us needed to be in the bubble. You don't have to go to class today. You do not. You're officially sick. You're staying home until you get better. No, not hooray. That's not a good thing. You're still doing your homework and stuff. You're not getting out of all of it. But you don't need to go to class. But email your professor, please. I don't care if he doesn't take attendance. It's like the right thing to do. Okay, we can go to sleep. I'm all for that. I definitely need sleep. Sleep is good. Sleep is good. When I wake up, I'm gonna go to CVS. Or Walgreens. Or Walgreens and get, some zinc packs for you, and some vitamin C, need anything else? I don't know. Discounted Halloween candy. We have to be good. Well, we should eat really well right now because we're not. Our body needs everything it can get. Yeah. It's very much stronger. As I am, I'm speaking for myself here. But you just feel warm right now. Your throat's scratchy. Well, if you take your like your zinc and your vitamin C, then you might not end up like me. You might get over it in the first couple of days and be great and then get to go back to school. What? No. It's not. I'm not trying to get you to go back to school sooner, but I just want you to get better. You don't want to be sick for as long as I've been sick. It's not fun, babe. It's so gross. It's so icky. It is. Ugh. But thank you for taking care of me as well as you did. For making me soup. For putting your hand on my forehead. For helping me get the sleep that I got, which I desperately needed. I mean, you've been the best sexy nurse, doctor, guardian angel I could ever ask for. I really appreciate it. I do. You took such good care of me. I just hate that I got you sick for all your good work. I knew I should have gotten you those masks. Those like air masks to cover your mouth. Hopefully. I really hope I feel better by the weekend. Because then I'll be on full nurse duty and I'll be just taking care of you. Yes, yes, yes. Get some sleep, baby. I'm gonna fall asleep too. I'm so out of it. I'm gonna go get it. Because it's my turn to take care of you now. And I think you're super contagious right now. Like, I think I'm on the tail end of being contagious. Yeah. Okay, maybe you're right. Once the symptoms clear up, then you're not contagious. But I'm like runny and gross still, so I'm probably super contagious still. No, but either way, I would rather get it and let you stay home and sleep than have you drive out and get it because you just got sick. I've been sick already. I know this life. I've been living it. You're just entering into it. I can't make you do that. Well, we'll talk about it more when we wake up. Then. How about that deal? Okay, I'm coming. Love you, baby. Sorry I got you sick. Sleep now. Then turn off all the alarms. We can sleep as long as we want. But if you wake up before me, wake me up. You're not going off to the grocery or CVS or Walgreens. Let me do it.